the InFocus Player Spotlight, presented by Sanderson Ford.
Beanie, you've been out of the lineup since September, with turf toe. But let me ask you, how hard has it been to watch these guys go through what they've gone through with six straight losses?
It's been tough, you know, just for the simple fact that I wasn't a part of it. You know, I think anytime you're a competitor, you want to be a part of anything the team is doing, be it winning or losing. And it's been tough to watch.
What do you expect from yourself when you hit the field on Sunday?
You know, help the team in any way I can. You know, I want to do the short yardage things that, you know, we've been slacking on, and hopefully I can bring, you know, the physicalness to our offense, and hopefully, you know, make some big plays and, you know, jumpstart us a little bit.
What are some of the things you've seen over this stretch of games, and maybe particularly from LaRod?
Oh, man, he's amazing. He's an amazing football player. He can take it to the distance at any given time, and he's that shifty guy that, you know, can spark a team. Never complains and always embraces what the coaches have for him, and, you know, it's been his time, and his number was called, and, you know, he's done a good job.
Last year against the Rams, it was quite a day. You set, of course, a personal best, 228 rushing yards. It was also a franchise best for the Cardinals. What was that day like?
Oh, it was great. It was a good day. You know, I actually didn't know I did until probably late in the fourth quarter when the coaches said, we got one more carry to get you to get this. So it was great. It was a good game, and we won. That was the most important thing. I'm looking forward to getting another victory this week.
In what ways can an afternoon like that really galvanize a team, really bring you guys together?
It can, because, you know, you're celebrating not only one's accomplishment, but accomplishment that it was in place with the organization for a long time. And, you know, I wasn't the only person that got that. You know, offensive line did a tremendous job. The receivers did a great job blocking, and it was a collective effort.
What kind of urgency do you sense for this team this week?
It's really all or nothing right now. I think we understand that, you know, if we want to get in that tournament, which we want to, that's what we want to do, is get in the playoffs, and we can't lose any more games. And we hit on that last night. A lot of guys talked about how important it was for us to get to that tournament, because if you do well enough to get in that tournament, it's no holds barred. Anything can happen once you're in there, and, you know, that's what we're looking forward to.